Jim Taylor on WRMJ. We're speaking with Mercer County High School art teacher Tara Gittinger, and have something interesting going on at Aledo Central Park. The school year hasn't even officially started, but we see some art students have been doing some work. So tell us a little bit, Tara, about what's going on at Central Park. What does this project involve?
So we're calling this project Paint the Town Magenta, and instead of Paint the Town Red. It's kind of a play on the rhubarb, the stalks of the rhubarb, the magenta color on that. And we're doing this in preparation for attention for an art gala that we're having September 23rd. And that art gala is going to, we're going to have a live auction that high school students work, and some students in the whole K through 12 district will have work auctioned off, and the money raised for that will go back to, some of it will go back to the art program, and we're going to take a trip to Chicago. So the kids will get to go to the Art Institute in Chicago and some other museums up there. And then we hope to eventually have some kind of like visual arts scholarship. We plan on doing this annually, and we just wanted to do kind of a project, I guess, to draw attention to that art gala. So we're calling it Paint the Town Magenta, and you'll see canvases that we've been working on all summer. We're going to display them on the trees in Central Park, and we've got some other ideas, too, if time allows for it, that we're just going to paint the town magenta, like I said.
So how many art students have been working on this?
10 to 15 have been doing this throughout the summer. I've had some show up every week, and some newbies that just kind of showed up last week. And we also have the people from Big C who did the film that debuted at Rhubarb Fest. They actually are doing another documentary or another film. That's a documentary on an artist that spent time in Aledo and lived in Aledo for a few years, Gertrude Abercrombie. And they're kind of interested in, I guess, just the whole art scene, because there seems to be a lot of artists, and always have been, that have come out of Aledo. So they asked to kind of document some of this stuff, too, that might be a part of that film. So that's pretty cool, too.
So explain kind of the work of the students right now. You call them canvases. So what does that involve?
Basically, we just got some cheap cotton that we purchased on Amazon. Yards and yards and yards of this cotton, and we sort of measured it to the circumference of the trees. We cut it up into pieces. We've been priming it and just working on these line designs that was sort of inspired by a printmaker that the kids and I admired. And they've just been priming, painting, and now sealing and hanging these canvases. That's what we've been working on all summer.
So how many canvases in all will the project include?
For sure, 6 to 7. If we have time, we might do some more. And then also we have some sculptural ideas that we're thinking about doing too, if time allows.
And then you just kind of started rolling that out this week when I talked to you. We're talking to you on Wednesday, August the 9th. So like the finish for it, I mean, is this over like a couple of weeks you hope to have all this done, or what's the the timeline?
Done before antique days.
And anything else, you know, our listening audience would be interested in learning about this? And you told me off the air, you know, the point of this is, hey, we want to grow art for all students, basically K through 12 in this school district.
Showcase our district's talent and our kids that put in so much effort. And just continue to grow that, foster that. And I hope everybody can come out to the art gala. The location will be revealed soon, but it'll be downtown Aledo. And it will be on Saturday, September 23rd at 6:30.